brace yourselves. It's time for the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the World Cup series of Rock and Roll Football. For the next few weeks, we are here taking you through the World Cup.
Yes, with no actual goals. You won't be hearing any air horns. That's the difference between this and usual Rock and Roll Football, because all the games are in the middle of the night.
Yeah. And we didn't want to do that.
No. Yeah, we didn't fancy getting up at 1
a.m. We said usual hours or nothing.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. But we preview what's coming.
And management said nothing. And we said, oh, God, please.
Whatever you say, we'll be there, yeah. So we just preview, we review, and then we just celebrate the world of football, I suppose.
Yes, but we also are doing this through various different mediums. So we've got a new game called Trust Your Gut. Yes. Where we try and predict the outcome of World Cup games based on food. Food mm-hmm. that we have live on air.
Yeah, yeah. It's really taking the foodiness of this show to another level. We also have prediction games based on cards.
We've got a rivalry beef with John Richardson. Mm-hmm. And we are competing against his show to guess how many cards there are going to be, yellows and reds, in total each week mm-hmm. and over the course of the tournament. There will be a forfeit at the end of the tournament.
Yeah. We also have celebrity guests coming up across the course of the summer. We start today with Simon Donnelly, Celtic and Scotland legend.
What a guy. He joins us from Shetland.
Yes.
To look ahead to tonight's massive game between Scotland and Haiti. And all the usual sort of nonsense and gubbins, really. So, enjoy the podcast. Enjoy the World Cup. And, leave a 5-star written review.
Yes. See you on the flip.
Yeah, we'll see you on the flip.
Matt, and you. Rock and Roll Football.
Well, here we are. You wait for it for ages. When the football season's still going on, the World Cup feels like it's years away.
Yeah, yeah.
And then wallop. Here we are, right in the middle of it.
Now it's here. Our Christmas on Rock and Roll Football,
it
isn't it?
It is our Christmas.
Yes.
We're celebrating. Stuff our faces.
Yes, we are. It always comes back to food and drink. Yeah.
Well, it is about 6 weeks worth of red hot international football action. And here to preview it is the red hot Matt Dyson.
Thank you. Yeah, so the World Cup now well underway in the States, Canada, and Mexico after the opening ceremony at the Azteca Stadium. Andrea Bocelli wheeled out, seemingly against his will, to perform a song about football being in our DNA. At least he bothered to turn up. The embarrassing uncle of dance music, David Guetta, was only there on the big screen performing remotely on Teams like it's still COVID times. To be fair, as the DJ and producer of the track, he doesn't do much during the live performance, but I'm not sure modern hybrid working practices should apply to World Cup opening ceremonies. WFH in EDM should be stopped PDQ. Oh. In my opinion, already a World Cup of haves and have-nots. The poor old BBC pundits and presenters stuck at home in a green screen studio in Salford, while Mark Pugach, who his ITV colleagues keep calling Poogs all the time now, lords it up in a New York loft apartment overlooking the Big Apple skyline. Because of the tabloid obsession with the BBC spending too much of licence fee payers' money, this is what we get now. Well done, Daily Mail. Is this what you want? The production values are starting to get as bad as the EFL highlight show with Colin Murray on Quest. Lineker must be glad he got out before the gravy train left town, now delivering what he calls unfiltered takes on Netflix with Alan Shearer. So, of course, due to kickoff times, there is no red-hot World Cup action while we're on air, but later on, Qatar plays Switzerland at the San Francisco Bay Arena in what people are calling the worst World Cup group ever. With more teams being added this year, the chaff is filling up Group B. Qatar and the Swiss alongside Bosnia and Canada. Maybe the BBC were right to stay at home, I don't know. Then at 11 tonight, it's Brazil versus Morocco, a game that may be worth staying up for as a warm-up to the huge Scotland game at 2 a.m. tomorrow morning. Steve Clark's Tartan Army taking on Haiti in Boston in their first World Cup game since France 98. What a moment. And thankfully, Scott McTominay has been past fit to play after having an upset stomach over the past few days. Scott McTummy ache has been on the old Pepto-Bismol, so we should avoid a repeat of the traditional dismal or even abysmal performance of Scotland. The major tournament, in the early hours of this morning, Alexi Lalas was celebrating his side. His alpha jock quarterback Tech Bros grabbing a bunch of offensive end zone time. The USA beating Paraguay 4-1.
Oh, Dyson, super. Oh, he collapses. His powers.
I was just ranting then. It's nice to, when we're not on, I don't have a place to vent. So it's nice to get it all out of the system.
3 or 4 weeks worth of being backed up. Exploded like a fire. fire hydrant.
Not in that.
No, I didn't mean
not in
that
the McTominay way.
So excited for Scotland tonight, their first World Cup game for 28 years. Celtic and Scotland legend Simon Donnelly is joining us later in the show. Yes. But what is your plan for tonight? Are you going to push on through?
Yeah.
You're going to get up early. Texas on 8, 12, 15. Particularly if you're Scottish, where are you watching it?
Yeah.
What's your plan?
Have you started already? What, it's about 12 hours away, isn't it? Is that, can you power on through 12 hours?
Of course they can.
Still make it to the full-time whistle. Yeah. Yes. Would I?
Yes.
12 hours? I don't know if I'd be in. I don't think I'd remember the game by the end of it. That's
a different question.
Yeah, yeah. But I'd be there.
You'd
yeah,
be
I'd be
there.
There somehow in some state.
What is your plan for tonight?
I think, you know what, I'm thinking, am I going to get up and watch it? I don't know. I might just watch the highlights in the morning, to be honest. I really want Scotland to win, but, you know.
And do you really?
Lions are precious. Yeah, I really do.
And have you always felt like that?
Yeah, unless they play in England, yeah. But all the other time I want Scotland to win. I like Scottish culture. I like Scottish people. I like Scottish football. And it's about time they delivered on the international stage.
Do you know what? Something that doesn't get covered is, I think actually most English people actually feel like that.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't believe us.
No, I know. I don't, yeah.
I always want England to win. I don't want anyone to do better than England.
Mm,
you know, Brazil or France, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
I want us to do better than everyone.
Yeah, there's no hatred.
But I'd feel a genuine fondness for the other home nations.
Yeah, I don't know if they find that patronising if we say we want them to do well, but we do. And it's
we genuinely
not meant to
do,
be patronising in any way, you know.
Because I've got more skin in the game with Scotland than I have Bolivia
yeah,
or
exactly,
Croatia.
Yeah.
Well, why wouldn't
yeah,
I want
yeah.
my neighbours to be happy?
I know, exactly. So are you going to stay up and watch it? Are you going to...
No. But do you know what it is? I've got like an early thing tomorrow morning, so I need to get a good night's kip.
Yeah.
And then I'm on tour in York tomorrow night.
Oh, really?
Do you know what? This week, oh my God!
Yeah.
So I'm doing York Sunday night, Leeds Monday night, Glasgow Tuesday, Aberdeen Thursday, got a day off in between the Wednesday, England Croatia.
Oh.
I'm going to be in Glasgow.
Oh no, what a place to watch it. You'll see.
There's not a single pub I could watch that in.
No,
That would be like an England friendly
pub.
You'll
have to watch it in your hotel, won't you? Really?
I'm going to go around to the in-laws.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
Mother
good.
And father-in-law.
Yeah, because it doesn't really work.
They'll
both
be supporting
ways.
Croatia, but at least.
It doesn't work both
ways.
There's
only
ways,
two of them.
Does it? Scotland, Scottish fans just don't generally want us to win.
I think that's true, and I think that's
fair. That's
true for them.
Yeah,
nations.
And they've got their reasons for that, and I fully support it. But tonight, yeah, the Brazil Morocco game at 11. So realistically, that's a game I'd want to watch. But if you're watching the Scotland game, can you do both, or is that too late tonight? I don't know.
Are you setting alarms, or are you just going to push on through?
Yes.
Just start drinking now and push through. That's
yeah,
what we're going to
do. All the way. Do it.
Okay, we've got two doses of clipbait today. It's time for a roundup of the funniest clips of the World Cup so far. So many World Cup songs this year. Most of them, it seems, being made in Scotland. But last night, Bosnia drew 1-1 with Canada. Could this song have been their lucky omen?
I'm from Bosnia, take me to America.
I really want to see the
Statue of Liberty. I can no longer wait, take me to United States. Take me to Golden Gate, I will assimilate.
Whoa!
Oh, it's good.
Like that, like you.
I love it, yeah. Take me to the Golden Gate, I will assimilate. It's a great line. I'm not sure about the decision to have fans singing on top of the main singer. I'm not sure that's ever worked well in the past, but yeah, the song itself is good.
Lots of controversy about people who haven't been let in, including referees, into the country, let alone fans. FIFA president Gianni Infantino, well, has a fairly predictable take.
Chill, relax. We work on everything. We try to solve everything.
Just chill.
At least he didn't say chillax. That's
if your visa's denied, just chill. Just chill, man.
Yeah, just chill. It's all right. Everything's fine.
All we've done is racially profile you. Just chill. I don't understand what your problem is.
What's a response?
What,
yeah.
So we're not letting you referee a game because of where you're from? And
yeah,
what,
yeah.
You've got a problem with that?
Chill,
come
guys.
On. You're bringing
come
the vibe
on.
Down.
Ridiculous.
The boys on the Overlap and Sky are regular contributors to Clipbait. This week, Roy Keane couldn't resist a dig at Ian Wright when it came to luggage allowance.
We got an email the other day. You must have got the same email about how much luggage we can take. And I think they've said we can bring 5 cases.
What?
Did you not get... What? Oh, I've got 2 cases. I mean, 5.
Right, 5.
I think they said something like... It was, we know somebody's definitely bringing 5. That's just for his hats. That's his hats.
For his hats.
Five cases.
One suitcase just for hats. I can believe it. He's a very well-dressed man, righty, isn't he? Formerly of this parish, of course. And he needs to have all of those clothes out there with him for his socials, if nothing else.
Exactly. Five suitcases is a lot, though, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
How are you going to carry them all?
I don't know.
Surely you can only carry two.
Yeah, that's
and a backpack.
True. Yeah, you'd have to have one of those luggage trolleys with you at all times.
You'd have to have a member of staff inside one of the cases
for them
to then pop out and carry the rest.
Yeah, maybe that's what he does.
Maybe that's what they do. Keane, again, talking about the Garner coach, who was Man United's assistant for a while under Alex Ferguson.
Oh, yes.
I never know how to pronounce his name. Carlos?
Queiroz, is it?
Queiroz.
Queiroz, yeah.
I just hope they don't become too defensive because Carlos Queiroz has gone in there.
Yeah.
And one of Carlos's biggest strengths was his defensive side of the game. Brilliant coach. Huge question marks about him as a manager.
Yeah.
Certainly, I thought he'd like the personality of a dead fish when I walked in.
It's just rude.
It's harsh.
It's just
Carlos,
cruel.
Isn't it? That's what Keane does. He's delivering once again, and we love him for it. I watched Saipan finally the other week. Have you seen it yet?
No, I haven't.
Oh, it's so good. I love it.
With Coogan as Mick McCarthy.
Coogan as Mick McCarthy. It's sort of Coogan being himself.
Being Partridge.
Yeah,
like,
similar to what he's
Roy,
like in Legends.
You can't leave the World Cup. Ruddy hell.
Yeah.
Roy Keane's only gone and left. What am I going to do? Play sidekick Simon?
It's not quite that.
You're listening to North Korea Digital. North Norwich, but in the Southern Hemisphere.
It is really good. The guy who plays Keane is amazing. Well worth watching.
I do want to watch it.
Mm.
I watched the Gareth Southgate documentary this week on the Apple.
Oh, I've been watching Dear England in its
entirety.
Is it good? Some of them are all right. There's some other characters they pick to play the England players. Like Cole Palmer has been done dirty by the actors, I'll tell you that much.
But how do you... okay.
He's like a ginger-haired young boy, and Cole Palmer hasn't even got ginger hair, has he?
A bit.
I don't know if he is a young boy. Yeah, he is a young boy.
I mean, you can't have Clooney playing.
I'd say some bits are better than others, but I quite enjoyed it, I'd say. Yeah.
I do want to watch it. And I was started watching the Craig Gordon documentary.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of good
oldest player at the World Cup. The Kevin Bridges one is brilliant.
That's the one I want to see.
You've got to watch it.
He's on the bus with all those Brazilian fans, isn't he?
Goes to the favela.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. It's brilliant. There's loads of good stuff. But obviously today, we are building up to Scotland playing in the World Cup. For lots of people, it's the first time in their life they've seen it.
Of course, yeah. A lot of Scottish people have never seen them play at a World Cup. So how are you going to power through until the early hours?
Are you already hitting the iron brew? The tenants were bucky. Text us on 8-12-15. But a great message here, Dyson. Possibly the most Scottish warm-up to the game tonight.
Yeah. Yes, and it says we're getting prepared for Scotland playing by going to watch the Proclaimers at the Royal Hospital Chelsea tonight. They've got outdoor gigs on there, haven't they?
Man.
Strange location, but the Proclaimers live are always good, aren't they?
Yeah, hospitals are not.
I don't know why they're playing hospital. I think it's outdoors there somewhere, but I've seen the posters advertising it. I was tempted to go along myself. Sunshine on Leith has got to be part of every pre-Scotland match played, doesn't it? I love it.
It's going to happen to like public sector buildings now, play Scotland Yard.
Yeah, they might do, yeah. When they all close down, it's a great gig venue.
An inner city comp.
Yeah.
Just do it at street level.
Strange.
Pollockshaw's Bowling Club on the south side of Glasgow apparently is showing the game tonight.
Okay, nice, good.
They'll be pushing on through.
It's going to be a messy one. But is it this week they've got the bank holiday for Scottish people only? Or is that later in the tournament? I know they've got an extra bank holiday.
That's right, and they already get an extra one.
There's a lot of fuss being made about two extra bank holidays. And they always show up on my phone calendar when Scotland have got one and we haven't.
Oh, the dates I don't want to know are Scotland's bank holidays and the Battle of the Boyne.
Yes, yeah.
Why do
never.
I need to know that?
And the London Mayor's Show that used to always pop up as well.
The Lord Mayor's Show.
The Lord Mayor's Show, yeah. Don't need it.
So we've got people going to see the Proclaimers in London tonight to get ready for the gig. The bowling clubs are staying open late on the south side of Glasgow. What are you doing? Are you going to... If you're going to bed early and setting an alarm... I think that's high risk.
It is, yeah. Because you've got to be prepared for what's happening as well. So I think maybe it's best to stay up and power through.
Power through. Message here from Gordon Brown.
Yeah.
Which, I should be clear, he's tweeted this. He's not texted 8:12:15. And he says, delighted to be in the USA, watching Scotland play Haiti tonight, honouring the promise I made to my youngest many years ago, that if Scotland qualified, we'd go together to see them play and hopefully win.
Aww. Lovely. Great that he's still doing that thing with his mouth. He does as well. But yeah, that's what a lovely story that is.
He's finally taken his son.
I bet he thought he'd never have to deliver on it as well. Oh yeah, whatever. If we get there again, I'll take you. Yeah, wherever it is.
Thinking it was a promise, you know, typical politician.
Yeah. not sticking to his promises. But he has. He's there.
28
years. He's a man of his word.
28 years later.
Oh yeah.
Like a zombie.
There's not a zombie apocalypse out there. Just need them to beat Haiti, that's all.
I think they will, don't you?
Surely they will. Come on.
I think now, obviously they've got McTominay, Robertson, Tierney.
McGinn. We know as Forest fans how good McGinn was this season. He absolutely rips us apart in the second half.
Linchpin of that Villa midfield.
Yeah,
one of the best midfielders in the Premier League, no doubt.
Yeah, he is, yeah.
Shankland as well.
Oh, yeah.
If you've got a goal scorer. I think Shea Adams has never really been good.
No, I'm not sure about Shea Adams. Sort of championship level, really, isn't he?
But whereas Shankland, you're like, he's had a good season.
They've got to do it.
Come on, they've got to get out of the group.
Yes.
Also, you want to see history made, don't you? You want to be alive to see it.
Yeah, yeah. And they've got a lovely kit. I love the Adidas kits they've got. Some lovely tracksuits. And that third kit, I think it is amazing.
I would say the Scotland home kit is the most consistently excellent home kit. Certainly in the home nations, possibly in global sport.
Have you bought the England kit?
I have.
Have you?
And do you know what I've bought it with? Do you know what I bought it with?
Yeah, what's on the back?
Anderson 8.
Oh, I hope he's still playing for us by the time we play.
He will be, won't he? And that's what I want, because I just want...
Just one game with that.
Forest. Yeah. You want them there. Elliot Anderson, Nottingham Forest. Yeah, go, go, go.
Exactly.
Inglesi. Yeah. Forest, Nottingham, Elliot Anderson. I don't know what country this is. Oh, you don't do so Nottingham Forest.
That's good. That's a good impression.
Nottingham Forest, Elliot Anderson, Inglesi. Go.
The Rock and Roll Football Podcast with Matt Ford and Matt Dyson. Kicking you into shape. It's the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
Rock and Roll Football on Absolute Radio with Matt Ford and Matt Dyson. Just under 11 hours until Scotland play their first World Cup game in 28 years.
We're counting down to the big Haiti showdown at 2 in the morning.
And that's not an opinion, that is the country they're playing.
Yes, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
A real Haiti showdown.
We're not feeling Haiti today. We're feeling lovey, if anything. We're very happy. The World Cup's underway and we're celebrating it all afternoon.
We are indeed loving it. And talking of loveys, David Beckham was awarded a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Yeah, that's bizarre. I thought you had to be a film star to... Is he an actor? Has he been in...
He's done so many adverts, it probably adds up to acting.
Yeah, has he been in actors? So I suppose, was it Bend It Like Beckham? Was he in that? Was he actually in it? Maybe the talking part in that, possibly. I don't know. But yeah, a Hollywood star on the Walk of Fame. Tom Cruise was there doing a big speech.
I'm very proud to have. Yeah. I mean, I do the Walker's advert, the Lay's.
No,
Chris, no game or whatever it is.
Yeah, that's pretty big, I suppose.
Sounded like he was getting emotional.
Yeah, he was.
My own team in Miami. Yeah. Come on, mate.
Come on, Bex. Also, have you ever seen the Hollywood stars in LA?
What a dump.
Yeah, it's really dusty. You just walk over. You're walking over these massive film stars without even realizing it. Horrible place.
You think it's going to be the most glamorous place on earth.
Yeah, yeah.
And sure, there are parts of LA that are. Mm. That street is not
it. The street with the stars on is horrible.
And there are people there, with the greatest respect, off their nuts.
With the greatest respect.
It's like a Dyson family Christmas. Yeah, people just screaming their heads off.
People are on buzz balls left, right, and centre. And worse, I've heard. Yeah, it's a lot worse. But Tom Cruise is like being really serious about David Beckham. He's just
He deserves it.
Yeah.
After everything he's done. You're like, what? Chill out, Tom.
Yeah.
It's a day of celebration.
You know, you were so close to the Beckhams, Tom Cruise. Yeah, it's bizarre. What a bizarre moment.
Bothered that you just got paving slab. Chill, man.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it? But apparently he has acted in films. I just looked it up. He was in a film called King Arthur in 2017. I don't remember him acting in a film. He
was the one Ray Winston's.
He was also in The Man from U.N.C.L.E., apparently, in 2015, one of the reworkings of that. And
We're talking cameos, obviously.
Yeah, yeah, but so he has acted, and the Goal movies, of course, he was in that as well. But King Arthur, Legend of the Sword. Don't remember that being big with Beckham. A member of the Round Table, was he?
Just there in his pants, reclining in black and white.
Yeah, but yes, we shouldn't be so cynical. It's lovely that he's getting recognised on the international stage.
It's great that our boys go over there and get the recognition that they partially deserve. We're building up to Scotland later. Are you going to stay up and watch it? Also, if you're Welsh and Irish, or either.
Oh, yeah.
What are you back in Scotland? Are you back in England? Do you not care? Is this whole thing a damn nightmare?
Yeah, being left out. Poor guys, aren't they?
Poor guys. Oh. You're the guys outside the sweet shop.
Yeah.
England and Scotland are in there stuffing their guts. Yeah,
pouring out quarters of bonbons with gay abandon, and you can't come in.
Chocolate smeared around our chubby little faces. Oh, we do feel so. It's rubbish. I would always want all the home nations to be there.
Yeah, it would be better, wouldn't it? Yeah, but get in touch if you're a Northern Ireland fan, a Welsh fan. Please do get in touch. Let's know what you're up to.
Yeah, who are you supporting? Are you bothered?
Yes.
Or not? I mean, it's one of those two, I would suggest.
Yeah.
Text us on 81215. Amy in Cornwall says, my husband is Scottish. He's playing a gig between 7 and 11 tonight, and when we get back, we're going to try and stay awake to watch the match. I don't fancy our chances of staying awake.
Oh.
If he's done a gig to... Although he'd be adrenalised.
He will.
Amy, what sort of gig? Let us know. Because obviously the Proclaimers are playing tonight.
Yes, they are. At the place where they hold the Chelsea Flower Show, apparently. Yeah, so maybe it's one of the Proclaimers. Is that what you're suggesting?
Well,
one of the twins? Wow. Yeah, they're going to be high as kites, high on adrenaline after those
gigs. Thank you for clarifying. Thank you for clarifying.
Purely adrenaline.
They seem like clean living boys to me.
Dodgy about the Proclaimers, guys.
The more you claim you're not claiming it, the more it feels like you are claiming it.
Just a wee swally of Bucky. That's all they need to see him through. That's all they need.
Tenants.
Maybe tenants. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Exactly. Like us in the picture we've just posted on X on our Twitter feed of us two getting in the Scottish mood ahead of the big game.
Yes, check out at R&R Football. I'm actually wearing an England shirt.
I know, but AI has turned it Scottish. It's amazing, isn't it?
It's flipped it.
Yes, it's looks amazing. Really good, really impressive.
Follow us at R&R Football on social media. And when we come back, we're doing something very special. The next time. Well, in a few minutes, actually. We're going to be joined firstly by Simon Donnelly, Celtic and Scotland legend.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're also, Dyson, every Saturday, you and I will compete in a Food World Cup. We pick one fixture.
Yeah.
You and I have to bring in food from that country.
Yes.
So tonight is Brazil-Morocco.
Yeah.
I've brought in Brazilian food.
Yes.
You brought in Moroccan food.
Yeah, but I think you've brought in loads of like paper bags full of like all manner of cuisine. I just nipped to the local Sainsbury's before the show and bought a couple of the bits. So I'm not sure, there might be a bit of a contrast in what I've bought Moroccan food-wise.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you're tight little cheapskate.
Let's see.
It's about the fun.
And there wasn't a budget set, so, you know, I didn't know. But, yeah.
Well, you could choose. You chose to be a tight little cheapskate rat. Producer Will decide, and then whoever wins, we're saying we'll win that game. So we're going to see if our bellies, or Will's belly, can decide who will win the World Cup.
We're going with his gut.
Now it's time for the most exciting part of this World Cup series. Trust your gut.
Yes.
It's Brazil versus Morocco tonight. I've brought in some Brazilian food. In a few minutes, we will see what Dyson has brought in for Morocco. Will, we're all going to eat, but you get to decide. So I've got some Brazilian steak with fries and chimichurri.
You've really gone to town, which I wasn't expecting, because there wasn't really any discussion about how much we'd spend on this. But you have gone to quite lavish lengths here.
We'll come on to why you're tight swine.
But, I mean, because, you know, I'd had lunch. But
let's get stuck in.
Right, we're going for it?
So good.
Yes. Yeah.
So this is the steak. This is Brazilian steak.
Brazilian steak with chimichurri and
chimichurri.
Fries.
Chimichurri.
There's a side salad that none of these boys wanted.
Oh, yeah.
Cut through it like butter.
Mm.
Oh, I think that is butter. Mm. The meat's next. Okay.
The slithers of steak are really good, aren't they?
Oh, wow.
I mean, I thought Brazil were going to win this game anyway. So now, now this is just confirming.
Does it? Is it making you feel more Brazilian?
Yeah, yeah. Today I am Brazilian.
Today I am. Let's not do the other ones that you listed.
No.
How does it differ to say you're British steak?
Well, it's it's the chimichurri. It's not quite as hot as I thought it was going to be, the chili and the chimichurri, but it's nice. So it's just really, the thin slithers of steak are quite similar to sort of doner kebab meat.
Okay.
In a really good way.
And that, well, I knew you meant that as a compliment.
Yes. Yeah, you know I'm a fan of doner meat. Yeah,
Producer
yeah.
Will, what's your assessment?
It's like cuts of, like, really thin slices of, like, a rump steak.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
amazing. Yeah. With the chimichurri and the chips as well.
Okay. Yeah.
It's going to take some beating, Dyson.
Yeah, well, like I say, don't get your hopes up.
So let's, it sounds like Brazil are 1-0 up.
Brazil are about 5-0 up.
But right. Let's see, in just a few moments' time, what Dyson is going to pull out of the bag. Because I tell you what, I think you're a generous soul. I think you'll have gone big. Because I think the alternative would be horrendous.
I didn't know. I don't think I understood the assignment.
Mm-hmm. I think this is gamesmanship. I think we're in for a king's banquet here, and I can't wait to feast.
Sorry.
What on Sorry. Earth? What
Sorry.
On earth?
Sorry.
What was that?
That was a little cough, but a sound of enjoyment of the lovely Brazilian steak I've just been eating.
That's it. Wipe your chops. My word.
Well, I'm polite. You know, you've got to wipe your mouth before you broadcast to the nation.
Yeah, you had about 3 minutes there to sort it out.
Yeah, but stop eating.
With your big old man
sounds.
Getting
cold.
Grunting as the meat digests through your gizzards. Oh, up another thing. I'll have a sit down.
Well, I think I've got time for one more slice of steak before this song ends. I didn't. Yeah, so you brought us Brazilian steak, the finest cuts.
With chips, chimichurri.
It was amazing. Mm. I wasn't sure how big we were going to go, as I say. So I went to the local Sainsbury's.
Okay.
I'll just get out of my space rucksack over here.
Dyson's got the sort of backpack a 7-year-old boy would have.
Well, it was Ted's, yeah. I'm reusing Ted's old backpack.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's that, a hand me up?
Yeah, hand me up. Yeah, that's true. I hadn't thought about that. Yeah, because he's got a knee bag, and this has got loads of life left in it. So I thought, why not? And it fits me. So you know, why not reuse it?
And it looks really cool.
It looks cool, doesn't it? Because it's space. We all love space. Okay.
Yeah.
So from Morocco,
come on.
In the local Sainsbury's,
wandering around the place,
Moorish hummus.
Oh, you're
right. Yeah. Are you all right with sesames?
I'm all right with sesames,
good,
yeah.
Thank goodness for that. There we go. We can dip our chips into that, can't we?
Okay.
And some mint, so I can make you sweet Moroccan mint tea, which is I'm going to go and rustle up in the kitchen.
Oh, actually,
so
you.
Food and drink there.
You've literally pulled it out of the bag.
Yeah, do you think?
Well, that is much more high-end.
The hummus, it cost like £2, but, you know, and it's just hummus. We've all had hummus before, but it's Moroccan hummus. And sweet mint tea, which I'm going to make for you in a second.
Not everyone. If you haven't had hummus, text us on 8 12 15. I think you'd be surprised.
Really?
Oh, yeah, I think you'd become quite
middle class. It's everywhere now, though,
isn't it? Not everyone's had it, Dyson.
Yeah, but there's all sorts of hummus now. There's, like, hummus with sweet onion hummus and everything. There's different varieties.
That's true.
But, yeah, maybe that's me living in my little bubble.
So then Will's got to try this.
Yes.
Pre-prepared mush and decide whether that beats fine
I'll
steak.
I'll go brew up the finest sweet Moroccan tea for you in just a second, and then you can have a little taste of this. You can dip a chip in the hummus.
Hmm? Yeah, but then the chip's Brazilian. Yeah. So what's that, like an own goal?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Oh, yeah, it's a disallowed.
You can't use 40s. You
it's
can't use 40s
it
chips.
Out.
Yeah. Get your own chips.
Did you
get some Moroccan
hummus?
Chips.
Okay, just stick your finger in
not
it.
I'm not eating it if someone's dipping their body in it.
Yeah, I'll get
I don't want
spoon.
Any body part in there. Keep your body parts out of my food. Pervert.
Here we go.
What are you doing?
I'm a little spoon.
Okay, fair point. Yeah, Will's got to try the. This is
hummus with a spoon.
Do you want me to feed you a spoon?
No, I'll eat it myself, thank you.
Here we go. Producer Will is going to try some of this.
It's Moroccan hummus.
Moroccan
hummus. Authentic, mass produced.
No, it's got special spices in it. Like
yeah.
Moroccan spices.
All the way from Luton.
Yeah.
That is really good hummus.
Is it?
That
is really oh, wow, good. Good. I want it to be good.
Hey, yeah, nice.
There's a definite something there.
Yeah,
excellent.
Yeah.
That is really
blend
the
spices. That's right. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, so, this is going to be closer than I thought.
Oh, wow.
Okay, do we wait for the tea? Is that
Well, I'll go and get the kettle on now.
That delightful sound is the sloshing of mint tea in a jug made by Matt Dyson. He's made a pitcher. It looks like a mojito.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? Yeah, all that mint, because it's got a lot of mint in. Have you ever had a Moroccan sweet mint tea?
I'm not sure I have.
Really nice. They pour it from a great height as well. Like, you've got to pour it like to get to the flavour in. I'm not going to burn my hands here. Wait a second.
Price worth paying.
Okay, there you go.
That sounded bad on the radio.
There you go. So have a sip.
Thank you very much.
Freshly made.
And tell me how you've brewed this in the Moroccan way.
Well, I just shoved loads of mint in a jug and some sugar. There you go.
Oh, so they put sugar in, do they?
Yeah, it's very sweet.
What type of sugar do the Moroccans use?
Tate and Lyle.
Tate and Lyle. That's just what everyone uses,
in
isn't
it? Jeanette, basically. What's it like? What's it like? I'm actually going off.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Wow. It should be quite... Oh, he's burnt his...
It's very hot.
It's very hot. Oh,
isn't boiling water plus sugar a sort of prison weapon? Isn't that what... Where did you learn this?
I meant to put some cold in, actually. You're right.
That's just boiling hot syrup.
It's nice, though, isn't it? Nice and minty, isn't it?
Minty, but very, very sweet, Dyson.
Very hot.
Very American.
Sweet. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I thought I'd...
Tell you what, I mean, I thought steak and chips was a surefire winner.
Considering I've made it myself pretty much from scratch, I'm quite pleased with this.
So, Will, who wins? And if you could put it into a score line, what would it be?
It's a tough one. I think Brazil took a very early, very comprehensive lead. Neymar and Casemiro are both on the score sheet. I think hummus pulled one back.
Yes, good, good.
And green tea, mint tea grabbed itself a goal as well.
Really, yeah.
There has been a late VAR challenge.
Oh, because of all the sugar.
The hummus did not leave a nice aftertaste. So it's going to be a 2-1 win for Brazil.
Fair enough. That's
we're
going to
trust our gut. We're going to trust producer Will's gut. And based on the food and the drinks served up today, we are saying Brazil 2, Morocco 1. Oh, I hope we get it right.
I know, amazing.
We're joined by a very special friend of the show now, Celtic and Scotland legend. He was part of the squad that went to France 98, and he loves Oasis. It's Simon Donnelly. Simon, welcome back to the show.
Matt, how are you doing? You okay? You all right?
We're great, and we're so excited for you. So, firstly, where are you going to be watching it tonight?
I don't know yet.
What?
I'm up in the Shetlands, believe it or not. We've just arrived. We've got a gig tonight. It's a Celtic gig. Early on, and then obviously Brazil, Morocco and the Scotland game, but I've just arrived and we haven't got a venue yet. I'm outside the Marlex pub here. There's guys already sitting at the bar in Scotland strips. I hope they last to see the game, but I'm sure we'll find a venue.
I can't believe you don't know where you're watching it, but there will be somewhere, won't there? Reassure us, please.
Listen, rest assured I will be watching the game somewhere.
Okay,
I'm sure the locals will see us right.
Yeah. I'm sure they will. So what do you think is going to happen?
I think they have to win the game. I think it's the way that the tournament's set up, with the best third place going through in so many groups. I think if we win this game and win it, I wouldn't say handsomely because it's Scotland, but maybe 2-0. I think that might be enough to get us through.
Yeah, I think so. And I always get confident about Scotland, but this time I think, is Shankland the difference? You know, having someone who can really score goals, he's had a fantastic season for Hearts, he's obviously just signed for Rangers. Having a striker that's really in form, is that the missing piece that you've needed?
I think it might be, but I think they'll look at other players there. I think John McGinn, for me, is your talisman. I think he's just won the UEFA Cup or the Europa League with Aston Villa. I think he's a fantastic footballer for Scotland. McTominay, I don't want to get too confident because I've been over this road so many times. I think the failure of the last two Euro championships, there's a lot of the boys there that I think feel as if they've not done themselves justice yet. They're better than what they showed. And I think that experience might, you know, prove valuable for us as well.
Yeah, I remember during the Germany game seeing Callum McGregor and Robertson kind of quite animatedly discussing the tactics. It felt like they felt you'd set up too open against Germany, and maybe that sort of experience of a quite a bruising opening game will make you perhaps just a bit more compact and harder to beat this time.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I look back to that as well. That was quite damaging, the first game of the tournament. You know, you don't like to see us taking a heavy defeat. As I say, I think the guys have gained experience from both that one and the Euros before. It's 28 years. We have to go out and go for it. You know, the Haiti game sets us up brilliantly, but something has to give with Brazil and Morocco. And then you go into the other two games, maybe nick a point somewhere. So I think tonight's crucial.
How far do you think Scotland are going to go in this World Cup?
Oh, good question. last 16.
The thing is, you know what I think is? I think we'll get out the group.
I think if we get to this next knockout group, if you get a kind draw, I think we can go another stage.
Yeah,
another
I do.
And that would be a result.
And that would be amazing for us. Yeah. It would be amazing. Actually, I went onto the plane today. It was a tiny little two propeller job and I hate flying and I put on my Instagram Boston bound just as a joke. I had so many messages saying you'll not get to Boston in that thing.
People are so good.
It'd be amazing if we can get out of the group. Brilliant. It's never been done for us, but I think if we get out of the group we go another round.
Yeah, I think so. But the problem is, I also think, well, if you can get to that round, you can get to that round and that round. I think you could get to the quarters
if you get momentum.
Let's take it. Let's take it
80 to 8,
guys.
Fair point. We're all getting a bit overexcited.
Just don't come home too soon, as Delamitri once sang.
Yeah, I was on that record.
Yeah, it's one of my favourite World Cup songs.
Unfortunately, we did.
Yeah, just to spite Delamitri. Don't tell us what to do. We'll come back when we want, pal.
Yeah, Del.
So what's it like being part of that squad, Simon? What's it feel like to travel, you know, to put on that kit, to get called up to represent your country at a World Cup?
It's amazing. It's a pinnacle of my career. It came on the back of Celtic winning the league in that year, and I think eight of that squad went, which made it probably a little bit more special. I remember the day we got called up. It's a proud moment, you know, your family are there and everything, and then obviously the first game against Brazil to open the World Cup, and we all strutted out in the kilts. It was the best kept secret because there was no social media, and we walked out. Even our families didn't know that we were going to be coming out in the kilts. The strange looks that they got off the Brazil players as we're walking out. But that sticks in my head. And probably everybody that was at the Stade de France that day, you know, remembers that. And obviously billions are watching it worldwide. It's special. It really is. And not that I think... I mean, I was 23 at the time. I didn't think it would be this long before we were back in another finals. It's incredible. But I'm delighted that the boys have got us there and they'll experience that now.
As you mentioned there, you obviously won the title with Celtic. This season, Simon, and I know you're Celtic to your core, was there any part of you that wanted to see Hearts do it?
No.
No message.
Not for the good of the Scottish game.
To have that title race, it captured the imagination. People out with Scotland, you know, sat up and took notice, which is good for our game. So if they can mount a challenge again next year, brilliant.
I know that you love your music and I know that you love Oasis. Yeah. So what means more to you, that Oasis reunion or Scotland going to the World Cup?
Oh, don't put me on the spot. That was, I'm going to say Scotland, followed shortly by last summer. It was amazing, the Oasis.
It was absolutely brilliant. Simon, Celtic vibes in the area, Scotland vibes in the area. What a treat, mate. Have a great day on Shetland. Stay safe. Stay sober until 2 a.m. and have a great night.
Cheers, mate. Thank you. I'll wait to finish my gin and tonic.
So good talking to Simon Donnelly earlier. His podcast with Jackie McNamara, Not Another Football Podcast, is brilliant. Well worth listening to. He's up in Shetland.
I know. What a great place to watch it.
Hopefully people don't burn out too early. Mm. Time now for another roundup of our favourite clips from this week in the World Cup. Now, this one's going to blow your mind. Mm. Craig Bellamy, proud Welshman, manager of Wales, tribally Welsh. Listen to his prediction about who's going to win the World Cup.
You're going to watch the World Cup, though?
Yeah, of course.
Any tips?
Spain, I really like, of course. But conditions are always going to play a key because some might not like me saying this, but if the conditions are kind to England... This is the first time I've ever said this. I think they go on and win this.
Go on, Craig!
Oh, yes, big talk. I like it.
Legend. I love that. I mean, he's not saying he wants England to win. He's just saying he thinks we've got a good team.
We will. He's
good
tipping us.
Great. Really respect that. Ooh, yes. Dan Byrne, teasing new Barcelona signing. Yes. Anthony Gordon. Just listen carefully to the end of the clip. When Anthony Gordon scores in training.
So Barcelona.
So Barcelona. I love it. A little insight into the banter behind the scenes. It's like when Vardy said to Schmeichel when he said, ooh, Danish friends. Ooh, you Danish friends. The sarcastic banter in the dressing room. Love it.
I love it. Now, do you remember David Wheater? Briefly. Yes. Briefly in the England squad.
I can't believe he was in the England squad. That passed me by.
Stuart Downing told a great story about him and the products he took with him.
He's on the crest of a wave. He got into the first team. Big Borough fan. Got in the England squad. He played very well as well, to be fair to him, in the Premier League. The lads like Beckham, and then because maybe people, you know, bow to him a little bit, and obviously who he is, but he's a great lad, Bex, but he, you know, people obviously because of his stature, I think he just seen Wheat as like, you know, he's a bit of a throwback, and because he had that type of attitude where you know, he's laid back, he's good fun, and they probably appreciated him. Like, who turns up to an England squad with David Beckham shower gel? Like, I think they loved him for it. He just walked in the shower. I'm not lying, he didn't do it on purpose. He just walked in the shower, put his shower gel down, obviously getting the wash and that, and then he's just... And then Bex is opposite him and he's getting washed and smells great, this.
You smell great, David. You smell great.
Now, there are so many Scotland World Cup songs this year, but this is the pick of the bunch.
Now, if NATO and we're here, there should be nobody that we fear. Beat the Danes along the way, it doesn't matter who we play, because nobody else has got themselves the very old next holiday. Nobody's saying we're gonna win it. We know we ain't no Argentina. But we got John McCain.
John McCain, John McCain.
And Rob Boyd on the wing.
On the wing, on the wing.
No Scotland, no politics. C-class started up.
What a banger, isn't it?
No Scotland, no party. The party starts in the early hours of this morning.
And Steve Clarke, who I absolutely love. Really unusual for an international manager. Feels like a man from a different era, really, with his hangdog expression and his modesty. But this, such a funny moment at this week's press conference when he's asked about his how he's going to approach certain games.
What lessons have you learnt from both of the opening games that you can take in to tomorrow night? Is it about doing anything differently?
The Germany one's easy. Don't get humped.
Don't get humped.
That's the message ahead of the big game.
Love him. Love him. Lots of love for the home nations today on the text on 8-12-15. Diane says, Matt, if I had a TV, I would watch it. I'm Welsh, but I would love to see England or Scotland win.
Love it, Diane.
Yeah,
that's the
I love
sentiment.
When people get behind their neighbours. I totally understand it when people don't, by the way. Yes. We are rivals. Yeah, so I don't think it makes you a bad person to not... I wouldn't want Derby to win the Premier League.
No, that's true, yeah. That cuts deeper, I think, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. But when it's the home nations, oh, man. Yes. And do you know what? I obviously don't... I don't want anyone to do better than England.
No,
because I want us to win it.
Yeah.
But I've thought about this, like, what if one of the home nations did better, like Wales did in 2016?
Yes.
It's, I think, we've had so many good tournaments that you're like... Yeah. I actually get to the point, it won't bother me.
It's refreshing, yeah.
I'd be like, fine. Yeah, I want you to have that feeling that we've had.
Mix it up a bit, yeah.
Of losing in the semis going home in floods of tears. Now, we got a rivalry with John Richardson's show.
Yes.
And we're competing against them.
You're always having rivalries with him. Why do you hate him so much, eh? It's like a love-hate relationship you have with that man.
He loves me, I hate him.
Yeah.
It's as simple as that. We're gonna compete on... guessing how many red and yellow cards there are each week. Yeah. Now, there have already been 17 cards. There were three games in that opener alone.
Yeah,
three red cards. So far, there have been three reds, 14 yellows, 17 in total. Let's see what John thinks. How many cards there will be in total this week?
This is his prediction.
His prediction.
We're going to do a little prediction thing, but not like scores and things like that, because the first game was so exciting and there was three red cards. Fordy got all, there's going to be more red cards than goals. And since then, there haven't been any, which I find really funny. We're going to go for 21 cards.
Over the week?
Yeah. How many reds? I'd love it if there were none now, just because Fordy's got so excited.
Six.
Six red cards, and I'm going to put one for Harry Kane.
Ooh, what? That'd be madness.
Absolute madness. So what his guess was...
17.
But there's already been...
There's already been 14.
But there've already been 17.
So
he thinks there'll be no more.
He thinks that's it.
Can I just be frank?
The cleanest games ever.
He's an idiot.
Well, he's lost already.
He's a clever lad, but he was a div.
So, our prediction should just be 18 and then we'll be closer, won't we?
That's true.
Yeah, we can have a realistic pop at it. But it's the average of like four per game based on what's happened so far.
Yeah.
And then what? There's four games a day.
Yeah.
16 per day.
Yeah.
How many more days are
left? A week, you mean?
Yeah.
So, I've gone for 55, including
55
the 17.
Sounds good, yeah.
Should we go for that?
Yeah, 55.
55
red
cards.
Red and yellow.
Red and yellow combined. Ooh. Orange.
Yes, good. And whoever's closest wins.
Whoever's closest wins.
Good, yeah.
We're saying 55. He's saying 17, even though there's already been 17.
Yeah.
I don't think he really understood.
I'm not sure
it.
He knows how this game's
He's not
working.
Listened.
And also, the refs are having a real clamp down on everything, aren't they? They're going to be showing cards left, right, and centre. Yeah.
There's going to be some major miscarriages of justice.
Yeah, there are.
And I hope to profit from them. Yeah. Long may it continue. That's what I say.
That's what the game's all about.
You're listening to the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
Welcome to the flip.
Yeah, that's what we call it now. It's great on the flip, isn't it?
It's the flip side, the dark side of the moon, the dark side of the pod.
We're winding down. We're just two guys winding down after a big show, you know, just chilling out, drinking some green and some Moroccan mint tea. And just
we're backstage
digesting
just lolling about.
Yeah, that's what we do in the green room. Yeah.
Studio full of groupies. That's what we do after a show. Just...
Yeah. It's really not like that. Yeah,
just loads of just like random people in here.
Yeah, just chilling out, you know, just fans just hanging out.
Just blaggers, do you know what I mean? Like autograph hunters.
Come in, guys, have a few drinks. Yeah, why not?
Yeah, some bassist from an indie band over there.
Yeah,
a drummer from an
like.
Indie band over
that's
there.
Just what it's like.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah.
Jack Daniels.
Yeah, everywhere.
Just JD, man.
JD on tap. That's in our rider. We insist on at least two bottles per show.
Yeah, and sometimes we just work out.
Yeah.
We just do press-ups afterwards,
I bring my dumbbells in, sure. Just pull a few up. You can tell I'm not a weightlifter, yeah. There you go.
You ever done any weights?
I do some weights at the gym, but I'm not massively into it. It's
How often do you go to
painful.
The gym? Well, yeah, that's the idea.
Well, at least once a week, I'd say. I aim for three. It's generally only one.
No painful, no gainful, though. That's the whole point.
Yeah, but I like the pull-down one, you know?
The lat
one, because that always makes you... It has instant effect on your neck. It makes your neck look pumped instantly, even though you don't do that much work.
That's true.
Yeah.
And it feels nice.
So it's like a life hack, and it's quite an easy one to do. So I go for the ones that don't hurt as much.
Do any cardio?
Yeah, I do some treadmill work, but that started to really hurt my feet. So
treadmill work?
Running on the treadmill.
Just
CrossFit, cross training, I'll do that, yeah.
Cross training's good.
Yeah. Sometimes rowing machine.
Nice, full body workout.
Yeah, exactly. What about you? You're back in the gym now.
I'm back in the gym, man.
Yeah.
I do the weight machines.
Yeah.
Something I never thought I'd get into, but I like that one.
Mm. Yeah, do you free weights? What
sometimes.
What are you dropping? What do they say?
Well, it's only about eight.
How many sets are you doing?
Yeah. Reps.
Reps.
Reps and sets, man.
Yeah.
That's our new feature, reps and sets. Where we go to the gym and... Well, no, we're just going to work out. We're going to work out on air.
We need to work out after all that food we had.
Oh, my word. Yeah. Pigs!
Yeah.
But thank you for listening. Enjoy the World Cup. Good luck to Scotland last night. I'm an idiot. And next week, we'll have had quite a few fixtures. We'll have a clearer picture of how the World Cup's shaping up, about how confident we feel about it coming home or not.
Yes, exactly. And the amount of cards on display and the different food offerings from the world.
Enjoy the World Cup. Have a great week. We'll see you next week. Ta-ra.